Continuing our conversation from earlier this morning with the Iowa Soybean Association president-elect, I'm Daniela Drotzman with your Farm News Update. While at Commodity Classic, I had the chance to catch up with Lee Brook, who is the South Dakota Soybean Association president-elect.
It's a very hard business to be in right now, for sure, and especially to get started in. I know if it's something you're not born into, it's hard to get started in.
Yeah, it is. I don't want to say it's impossible, but it's close to impossible at today's land prices. And I've got a young son. I mean, he's 28, almost 28, and he's been farming since high school. And, you know, so he's got a good start, and I'm fortunate to have him help me and carry on the legacy. And I got some grandkids, hopefully, that will. But I'm, you know, in my mid-60s already, and there's a lot of farmers like me, and we need younger ones.
Well, I guess when you are out and about talking to farmers and officials out in Washington, I mean, what's the biggest thing you hear all the time? I mean, from even farmers, whether it's concerns or positives?
I mean, a lot of different things, but the input cost, like I mentioned already, is a huge thing. A lot of these renewable fuels that when I got on the board 5 years ago, I mean, that was just starting, and we all believed that it was going to be a very positive thing, but it's been a struggle from a lot of different factors. But I still have hope that someday it'll get worked out and we'll get some renewable and SAF and get the biodiesel running better again. And that's with our markets and the soybean markets, with losing, you know, not quite so many exports that we had, we got to have some domestic use, raise it up.
And I mean, trade, that's a big thing, having a market to sell your product into.
Yeah, the trade is huge, and we've been focusing on a lot of smaller countries. And I've been on, like, last year I was in three international trips, and some of these small foreign countries that use our product, they love the U.S. soybean, and we got to focus on that and get those smaller markets. We can get a few more of them to replace some of the bigger markets we lost.
With your farm news update, I'm Daniela Drotzman.